Nor State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, June 12th. The Torres Community Shelter in Chico had its best year ever in 2023. Organizers told NSPR that the Congregate Homeless Shelter helped place over 200 people into permanent housing last year. That's due in part to a series of changes made to shelter policy, as well as new social services. Those include a street outreach team that visits encampments across town to inform unhoused residents about the shelter's services. Paul Wolf, director of public engagement, says the team often helps encourage people to stay there who were reluctant in the past.
They'll come back and say, gosh, we just got so-and-so in the shelter. It's our fourth time we talked to them. They finally are beginning to trust us. So continuing to go out and be in front of them and talk to them is what kind of breaks down that barrier.
Wolf says the shelter has changed its policies to lower barriers to entry, such as not requiring sobriety on site. The shelter is currently working to build better housing for residents' pets and eventually a navigation center on site to expand case management services. They hope to break ground on both this summer. And we'll have a longer conversation about the shelter with True North Housing Alliance Executive Director Taylor Bunch coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, a new development for unhoused residents in Chico is set to begin construction next year. The Chico Housing Action Team says the new development will serve unhoused residents with disabilities and mental illnesses. The nonprofit told the Chico Enterprise Record that the housing complex will have 66 units. Each unit will be 350 square feet and ADA compliant. The paper reports the complex will be funded by a $16.5 million grant from the state's Community Care Expansion Program. It will be built on a 5-acre plot near Highway 32. Residents will need to be referred to the complex by a member of Chico's housing team. The paper reports some residents will be expected to pay rent, while others may rely on Section 8 housing vouchers. Construction on the project is expected to begin by spring of next year. And in other news, Butte County is on its way to seeing a November ballot measure that could increase the sales tax by 1 cent per dollar. NSPR's Eric Adams has more from Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting.
County supervisors gave staff the okay to move forward with the ballot measure. The sales tax increase would generate $44 million annually, and, according to the county staff, several county services could benefit from that revenue. Peggy Moak lives in Concow.
It's been very challenging for the Sheriff's Department to come up and respond to issues up there.
And she says without more funding, they certainly can't be proactive.
And because of that, I'm supporting that increase, even though I don't like more taxes.
Two research groups partnered with the county to survey residents and find common concerns. Some were improving 911 response, addressing homelessness, wildfire management, and protection of abused and neglected children. County staff says those issues could all be addressed with more tax revenue. Looking forward, the supervisors will give final approval of the measure on July 25th. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Residents near the Chico airport may notice smoke in the air today. That's because the city is doing a controlled burn in that area. In a press release, city officials said the burn will be on 185 acres surrounding the airport. It began at 8 this morning and is expected to be done by 5 this evening. Also, California's black bear population is surging. According to the Plumas Sun, it increased by 45% over the last decade to an estimated 65,000. Officials attribute the increase to habitat availability, conservation efforts, and changes to hunting regulations. But the increase in bears also means more sightings and human interaction. Black bears are generally fearful of people. According to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the first lethal attack in the state occurred last year. The department is calling for the public to weigh in and share concerns as it updates its conservation plan. It's taking public comment until this Friday. And finally, the Torres Community Shelter in Chico had its best year ever last year, helping 200 people move into permanent housing. A key part of the success comes from the changes it made to better suit the community's needs. True North Housing Alliance operates the shelter. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with Executive Director Taylor Bunch.
In 2022, we really, as an organization, worked through refining our scope. What is our role within this pipeline of the continuum of care? What are we really good at? How can we better collaborate with our partners? And in doing that, we developed some new programs that really launched in 2023, including our street outreach program, expanded case management services, and our quality aftercare program. So from outreach through permanent housing, we really wanted to focus on high quality service delivery.
In speaking with a lot of people who are currently on the streets in Chico, there are a lot of people who have, for various different reasons, a reluctance to go to the Torres shelter. What are some of the common reasons that people tell you that they were hesitant to receive your services?
There are a variety of reasons. One of the key issues is recognizing that, especially folks who are facing chronic homelessness, oftentimes have a tough history with service providers. So there's a lot of trust building that has to happen to get folks to think differently about, you know, they have valid narratives of, well, this service let me down or the system let me down. Why would I just do it again? So part of it is with our street outreach program, which we also launched in 2023, focused on that trust building, going out week after week after week, meeting with the same people, talking with the same people, building that trust to then encourage entry into the shelter, which that program has been really successful as well.
What have been some of the policy changes that have tried to address some common complaints that are maybe different than they were a couple years ago?
One of the things that we've really shifted to is behavioral-based interventions, right? So before, you couldn't be intoxicated at the shelter. And then that policy was lifted back in October. And now it's behavioral-based. If somebody is intoxicated at the shelter, that's not necessarily cause for removal from being in the shelter. You could be sober and being cruel and out of line, or you could be intoxicated and being cruel out of line. That in and of itself is not a determinant.
I know that there are, especially in Chico, we have a high, we have an aging homeless population, and we also just seem to have a high proportion of people with mobility aid issues and things like that. How accommodating is the shelter, and have there been times or situations where the shelter is not set up to accommodate somebody who has a mobility issue?
Older adults are the fastest growing population nationwide that's experiencing homelessness. And many of those adults have physical disabilities or mobility issues. And every year, our population at the shelter of older adults is growing. We have restructured our bunks to, actually our bunks are much larger than they were a handful of years ago. We did get larger bunks, but they're still bunks, right? And so there are people who come in and cannot climb up to a second or third tier. And so that is a barrier. I mean, we typically have bottom bunks available if somebody comes in with a mobility issue. That population is really prioritized for those accommodations. But yeah, if the bunks are full, then it becomes a referral coordination effort to try to get that person to the appropriate provider who can meet their needs.
That was Taylor Bunch, Executive Director of True North Housing Alliance, speaking with NSPR's Alex Stutson. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, June 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.